for the most part, risk sentiment is trying its best to recover on the back of the de-escalation of tension in the Middle East. U.S. equities are trying to get off to a good start on this Monday after an abysmal performance in the previous week. As far as the currency market goes, things are a little less clear right now. We have seen the risk-correlated currencies benefit from the overall flow, but at the same time, the euro hasn't been able to do much into rallies, and the pound has been a clear underperformer on the day, taking its hits from the dovish shift in thinking after the normally more hawkish BOE Ramsden came out the other day with some downbeat dovish speak, and after UK retail sales were a big disappointment on Friday. Another market taking a hit today is the gold market. The yellow metal has come under quite a bit of pressure, perhaps on higher US yields and less worry on the geopolitical front. At the same time, it's only a day of weakness within what has been an exceptionally strong uptrend for gold, which has been making record highs. Looking ahead, absence of first-tier data risk will leave the focus on the bigger picture macro themes. That's all for now.